that Hakol Moedim, Yerafun Amarav says that Hakol Moedim is both Techomim and Revi both agree, Shemoshach Echo Achas Vekrivo Shashniya Mesa. Those even the Chomim agree, in the case where you set aside one Chatis and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one, and then even if you found the first one, so they're both here. But now when you find both of them, even if you have both of them, Rav Huna says the Chum would agree, if you go and take the second one, midaitoi, and use it for a korban, that you have to, the first one would be Mesa. Rashi says, Vafilu Rabbonin, the Amr that they say, Avudi b'shas hafrosh roya, but moid they agree, Shemosh hachachachachim, if you take one midaitoi and bring it, Doch HaKherosh, you're pushing away the second one, biyodayim, the Goli Daiti is showing us, Leichtas Lei, meaning you don't care about the second one. Even if you go and take the first one that was lost and bring it for korban, the leftover one that was never lost at all, still it's mesa. That's where he learns pshat. Everybody agrees in this case with midaita yodash. You take one, the second one would be the mesa. So where is the machlokes? Then Rashi says, "V'chi pligi rabbonin haynu b'bo limloch." Only if the person that does not know what to do, and he has to come and he has bezdin, what I should do? Then the goli died to denichalei, but I can't tell you. We see that he wants to save them. So since we see that he wants to save them, then bezdin will tell them. So we tell him then his chapa bavuda. Then we'll tell them, you go bring the first one for your korban chatis, and the second one then is tiroa. So according to Rav Huna, even the chomim would agree that there are some times that a slami sozlo. So then the Mishnah is very good. Mishkachas lo kagoyin shemoshach achas mehem fehikriv fedivri akol. Then the Mishnah comes out very good. The Mishnah goes according to everybody. Yeah. So as she says, therefore, yeah. That's what the Mishnah says. Umelu meilu. That's what the sefer the Mishnah says. You have to bring the money from both of them to mashpah if you only spend one money. So the other one would be lemisa. That could also go according to chacham shita. That even though what happened, you set aside one bunch of money, and you lost it, and you set aside a second bunch of money, and then you found the first bunch. So still there would be a case if you would go without asking any questions, and just take one bunch and use it to buy a chatis, so even according to Chumim, the other bunch would have to go to Misozla. So therefore the Mishnah says only because you spend money from both of them to buy the korban. But if you were to Midaita, just taking one of them, it would be the Misozla. So then according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah comes out good according to the Rabbanan. The Mor says, but Elul the Rebbe Abba, but according to Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, the Yom that he says no, Hakol Moedim heals, everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim the Mischaper b'Shein Avudam. If you bring for the Korban the second one, the one that was not lost, Shavuda Mesa, that the Avuda tank is Mesa, the one that was lost has to go to Misa. So he says like this, Rashi, Elul Rebbe Abba, the Yom that Afilu Moshem, even if you do Midaitai. As to Avuda, you take the one that was lost, the Nishata Boas, the Lam Rabbanon say Tiro, the second one is Tiro. That's the way he learns Pshat in the Chachamim. That if you would Bedavka take the first one and bring it for Korbin, then the second one is not Lemisozla. But he only says, Akil Moedim Bemishata B'Shein Avuda. Only if you take the second one and bring the second one for Korbin, then Shavuda Mesa. Then the first one has to die. Since it was lost, it goes Lemisa. Aman nechluku, where's the machlokes? B'mischaper b'avuda. Only in the case, again, where you lost the first korban, you set aside a second one, and you didn't bring it yet, now you found the first one. Says the machlokes, if you mischaper b'avuda. If you mischaper, you bring for korban the first one. The Rebbe, Sav Rebbe, holds still, mafresh li'ibud ki b'domi. Rebbe holds still the second one, now has to be lemisa. Even though at the time when you set aside the second one, you thought you were going to use it, and it didn't get lost, but since now, when you find the first one and bring the first one, it comes out the second one was like set aside libra to be lost. And therefore, Rebbe still says it goes to Misa. For Rabbanan Savri now, Lav Ki Badami, that the Maisa, the second one, was never really lost. So even though now you are Mischapa with the first one, so the second one you do not need, okay, but it's not called it was lost, and therefore the din would be Yiro Achistovu. So according to him, it comes out Reisha Stamlon Krabbanan. So the Reish of the Mishnah is only like the Rabbanan Shita, that it's Mashma. When is it Lemisa? Only because you were Makar of the second Korban. But Mashma, if you weren't Makar of the second one, then the Reitz is how to save it. Then we would tell you, bring the first one for the Korban, and the second will be your role. And Seif is Tamlum Karebi, the Seif is Mashma, no, that even though you found the first money before you brought the second korban, and you have both monies here. The only way out is if you spend money from both of them. But mashma, if you'd buy a korban from either one, even if you'd spend the first money for the korban, still the second money would go to misazlo. That's according to the Rebbe. So it's a bit of money. Then the Rashi and the Mishnah goes according to Chum, and the Sefer goes according to Rebbe. So Mor says no. Mor says the Mor says that's like a pshat. That according to Rabbi, you have to say the Rashi is talmud rabbanim and Sefer is talmud Rebbe. If so, O my mashma, what does the Mishnah come to teach us? That the pligi Rebbe rabbanim. What do you have to say then? That the Mishnah has come to teach us the chilut between the Rashi and the Sefer that there's a machloikas Rebbe and the Chachamim. So Mor asks the question: the hedgi katoni lo. The Mishnah says it clearly. The Mishnah says clearly, Machloik is Rebbe v'Rabbonin. So it's still Shver. What do you have to stam say at first, stam, and then the Mishnah says clearly the Machloik is? Samura says, no. Well, the Tony Lord Machloik is Rebbe v'Rabbonin b'Seifa. Samura says, it says, what's the Seifa? It says clearly in the Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Mafrish Chattis. Somebody sets aside the Korban Chattis. V'yov, then he loses the Chattis. Then he sets aside the second one. Then he finds the first one before he was marked with the second one. Both of them are standing in front of you. You don't know what to do. So it's a machlokes now. One of them you could bring for korban chatis, or shnia tumas. No matter which one you bring, even if you bring the first one, still the second one is tumas. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. That since Lamaisa you lost the first one and set aside a second one, so only one of these two could be brought, and the second one has to be Lamisa. The Chomrim, the Chomrim say no, the Chomrim, Ein Chattis Mesa, no, there's no din that a Chattis has to be Mesa, Elishinim Tseis, Me'acha Shekripa Bailim. Only if you find the first one after the second carbon was brought. But if you don't, but if you find it before you brought the second one, then that's the Machloikis. Sometimes it's not Lamisa Ozla. If you bring the first one, it will not be Lamisa Ozla. V'yein Moyes, the same thing. And the Chum say, V'yein Moyes, Holkos Yamamelech, that we just set aside money for the korban, and you never have to lose it. Elo, Shenim Tso, Mi'acha, Shekipro Bailim. Only if you first find the first pack of money, after you already brought the korban with the second money. So, at the end of the Mishnah says the Machlekis. So what do you have to have Machlekis at the beginning of the Mishnah for? Samura says, no, I'll tell you, Hokam Ashman, this is what the Mishnah has come to teach us, that it's one big pirush in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first brings down a ratio which is mashma like a chomim, and then a sefer that's mashma like Rebbe, and then the Mishnah goes to explain it. That's what it is. That it is a machloek is Rebbe and a chomim. I think Moses Gufo, we just say before, Omer Rafun Omer Rav, that Akil Moedim, that was the first sheet, Rafun Yeshit, everybody agrees. Both Rebbe and Chomim, Shemoch Shach Achas Vikriva Shashniya Meso. Then in the case where you lost the first one, and you set aside the second one, and now you found the first one, before you brought the second korban. Still, that the Chomim say it's not Lamiso, that's only if you ask us what to do. But if you go and be dieted and bring one of them for korban without asking, then it's always the second one has to be Lamisa. Lanechluku, where's the machloikis? Elababol limlach. Only if the person comes to ask a shayla, like he doesn't want to lose it. So he wants to come and ask, what's the loch? What should I do? So when he comes and asks Bezdin what to do, then the Rebbe saw valoyosa takana bekotchim. Rebbe says, we don't make a takana bekotchim. And then echnami, the loch is practiced, Lamisa azlo. That we let it die. You could bring the first one, bring the second one, and then Echlami Lamaisa, then it goes Lamisa. That's what Rebbe holds. Rashi says, Liyosa Tukon Abakotchim, Liyichpas Lon. We don't care. E Maisa Shniya, if you'd bring the second one. For Amrin and Lay, Zila Chapa Mishaino Avuda, or else bring the first one. We don't care. We don't make a special Takono for Kotchim. For Amrin and Lacho, we tell him, Is Chapa Mishaino Avuda, that we let him bring the Ein Avuda, let him bring the second one. And then Vavuda Mesa, and then the first one would die. But Mashma, according to Rebbe, if he would have done the other way, if he would have brought the first one for Korban, then the second one would not die. So it's a bismudna, so why shouldn't we stop it? So tell you this, Taima, the Chimavdin Kotchim, should we just lose Kotchim B'Yadayim? There's Kivun, it's up to our hands, Lasakin. If we would tell this person to bring the first one for Korban, then even according to Rebbe, the second one not go Lamisa. So why come we don't care about this? So he tells you the answer to your case must be, the going Shiesh Revach Bedover, the going Davuda Kechusha, must be that the first one that was lost is a weak Korban. The Shein Avuda, the one that was not lost, the second one, is a fat behemoth. Therefore, we'd rather hegdish to gain on the deal, and therefore we let him bring the second one for korban. We don't tell him to stop. And if the person brings the second one for korban, then the first one goes lamisa. That's Rebbe Shita. For Rabbon and Sarvri, no, the Gemara. So Rabbon and Sarvri, also takona b'kodshim, no, we make a special takona, we tell him what to do. For Yarmina l'chom, we tell him adavka, his chape b'yavuda, we want you to bring the first one for the korban chatis. And therefore, v'shein avuda tiro, and if you bring the first one for korban chatis, then the second one, which was not lost, so that one is not lamisa, and just since you don't need it anymore, so let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you can sell it. Sasa machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, according to Rav Huna. Moisiv Rav Mishashi. Mishashi asked the question, is it true I was saying now that according to Rebbe, v'lo yosa takona v'kotshim, that according to Rebbe, we do not make any takonas to try and save kotshim? Is that true? V'atani, but not like this. Yoichlu, the Pasuk says, Yoichlu, you should eat it. So Rashi says, this is Gabi Shire Mincha Ksiv. When your person brings a mincha, the loch is you burn the kemitza, the handful, and the rest of it, it says, the kanim are allowed to eat it. You could eat it. So Yechlimor says, not tamla, what's the Pasuk have to say it again for? It says two times, Yechlu and Yechluhu, it says with the hay, is Malam, it comes to teach us like this, Shem hoiso achilu muetis. Let's say this mincha, the leftover was a small amount of mincha. Is oicheles imo chulin, ho truma. We tell this kohen, like, before you eat this little bit challah, this little bit of mincha, make sure first to fill yourself up, or eat a lot of chulin and truma also. Kadesh te nechelas ala saiva. That when you come to eat the mincha, you eat it nicely when you're satisfied already. That's the portion, that's the pasuk yoichlu. Then the pasuk says, in other words, it says in the pasuk yoichluhu with a hey, matam aloyma, the opposite way. What's going to be shimhoisa achilim ruba? Let's say you have a big mincha here, and nobody else is there to eat it, only you. You're the only kohen that's going to eat it right now. And it's a big mincha. So we tell the kohen, now the chrit, the shirayim of the mincha, ein oichla nimo chul no truma, do not eat anything else with it. Don't even eat chul no truma. Chul no truma, kadesh shaloi tehei, but nechelas alagasi, shouldn't come to eat the mincha when you're all fooled up already. It's not nice. So what do we see? So much as my love, doesn't this psuk midash, this psuk mefilu Rebbe, according to Rebbe? That you see, we do make takonis v'kotchim. It's a mincha. We want to make sure you eat it the right way, not when you're too full, and not when you're hungry. So we see, we make takonis v'kotchim. Morris says, "My love, isn't this according to Rebbe?" So Morris says, "Lo, it could be only the rabbanon and the chanami, not according to Rebbe. Rebbe would not dashin the psukim this way." Agav, how could you bring chulin lazor v'toysias to kashrik? How could you bring chulin if we tell him to eat a little bit chulin also? He can't bring chulin into the base of mikdash. V'toysias two terutzim. One terutz is first you eat it outside and then come and eat the mincha. Rosh Tari said there's only also to bring chulin lazora if you plan to use the chulin for korban or to use it for akrova. But just now the kohen wants to bring lunch with him or bring some food to eat, he was allowed to bring chulin. That's two terutzim and toysias. Now the Gemara says, for Rav Abba Omarav, Rav Abba argues in Rav Huna, and he says no. For Rav Abba Omarav says like this, Hakol Moedim Bozachom and Rabbi agree, B'mischape B'shein Avuda, that if you bring the second one for Korbin, Shavuda Mesa, that the first one has to go Lemisa. Even the Chom agree like this, that even though you found the first one before you brought the second one, but if you mark the second one for Korbin, then the first one goes Lemisa. Ama Nechlekur is the Machlekis, B'mischape B'avuda, only if you bring the first one for korban. The Rebbe, Sav Rebbe, holds still, Mafresh Libud Kibudavi. When you set aside the second one right now, since it can't be brought for korban, it's still like it's Wendel Ibud, the second one. So therefore, you have to let the second one die. And now that you brought the first one, the second one has no purpose, it goes Libud, it has to be Mace. For Abon and Savrino, Lav Kibudavi, it's not called like Ibud. So the Mace, the only one you lost was the first one. And now you found it before you brought the second one. So Chum said, if you're going to bring the first one for korban, very good. And the second one is not lemisa. The second one is just yiroat chistov. Tanan, we had before, it says the Gemara in Yuma, that hasheni yiroat chistovu. The case on Yom Kippur, you bring the two seirim, echad Hashem, echad lazozel. Let's say the one lazozel died. So you have to bring another two seirim to make a girl to pick a new one lazozel. So it says here, hasheni yiroat chistovu. The second one is not going to be used. You have to let it pasture. It says a new svara there. The reason why, like the one Lashem, does not have to go to Misa, because it's a chata siba, and a chata siba, even though you nischape biacher, it's not the Misa Azla. If this korban chata, this soyer, would have been a korban yochid, Mesa.
it would be takla misozla. Now why? For Yom Rav, Rav learns over there that the Bali Chayim ain't any dochim. Rav learns like this. What happened? At first you made one girl, so you had one Lashem, it's a sorry Lashem, and one Lazozel, and then that Lazozel died. So you have to bring another one. So you have to take another two kabonis, make a girl, and the second one you use for the Lazozel. Now, Rav holds the first carbon of Lashem never gets pushed away. That one he can still use. So it comes out, which one is being left over then? And the second girl, the one that comes out to be Lashem, that's like extra. Because we already have the first one, we're using Lashem. So the second one is extra. So it comes out, according to Rav Kishum Eschaper, when we bring the Soyu Lashem, which one do we use? B'shem Yishim Zug Rishim. We bring the first one for the Lashem, Mischaper. V'iduch, the second one, V'iduch Basra, the second one is Hevelay Kamafresh Libud. That the second one now is considered like you set it aside to be lost. And if so, the Mora says, but Taima, what's the reason why it doesn't go Lamisa, the second Chatis? The Tzibor, because it's a carbon Tzibor.